Suman merely shook himself and strode purposefully off across the lawn toward the Abbey building.
No time for that, mate. Got news for the Abbess.
Breakfast dishes were still being cleared. The servers dawdled close to the Mother Abbess's chair, staring curiously at Suman to overhear the news. Meriem fixed them with a cool glance as she rose from the table, saying,
"Busy paws are far more useful than busy ears."
Hurriedly, they resumed their duties. Meriem indicated by a flick of her eyelids that she would see Suman in her study. When Suman and the Abbess vacated the dining place, speculation broke out among the Red Wallers.
"What do you suppose it is?"
"Hope it's not vermin heading this way, or anything nasty."
"Old Suman looked as if he'd been travelling hard, eh?"
Formal spoke to them over the top of a tablecloth he was folding carefully into a neat oblong.
"Very be good, gossipers. I expect the Abbess will tell you all when she'm good and ready. Hurray, so she'm will."
For what seemed an age, the Abbess and Suman remained closeted together, while the Squiddle related news of the victorious battle. More Red Wallers left off their chores and found excuses to be inside Great Hall, where they all stood about doing nothing, yet trying to look industrious. Friar Bunfold and Myrtle the Hogwife came from the kitchens, followed by a retinue of cooks and helpers. The friar clapped flour from his paws and installed himself in the Abbess's chair.
"Might as well wait in comfort. Come on, sit down, you lot. No use pretending you're busy when you ain't. I'm plain nosy. Always have been. Make no secret of the fact."
Bunfold had just finished speaking when Meriem and Suman entered. The friar leapt up as if he had been sitting on a tack, vacating the Abbess's chair. He began busily polishing an imaginary stain from the tabletop with a corner of his flowery apron. Abbess Meriem shook Suman's paw heartily, smiling one of her rare smiles.
"Thank you so much, my friend. I'm sure there is lots of good hot food in the kitchens if you haven't eaten today."
The stout Squiddle needed no second invitation. He strode off eagerly. The Abbess flicked a little flower dust from a chair and sat, pausing to look around the waiting faces before she started speaking.
"By tomorrow noon, I would like a feast set up. I know Red Wall banquets have always been without equal, but let us try to make this particular one legendary."
Myrtle raised a paw, trying to tease more information out.
How many will we be cooking for, Marm?"
Meriem's answer set them wondering.
"Twice as many as usual should be adequate, Myrtle."
Hartwood, the old otter, banged his walking stick down.
"Mother Abbess, will you please tell us what is going on here? Who are we expecting? Why the legendary feast? Tell us!"